This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists are creating a massive smokescreen. They'll shuffle the politicians around but give you the same thing. Consolidation of power and control, the erection of a massive police state control grid, the destruction of our borders as we're rolled into the Pan-American Union and the one world government. Governments throughout history have sought to make the people their slaves, to set themselves up as the rulers. It's happening again. We here at this broadcast, at this network, and obviously at the station you're listening to, are against tyranny and are for liberty and freedom. And we are trying to explore the realities of what we face. Now, last hour I got into Wesley Clark, who wants a big national draft for everybody. I got into the NRA in a big federal lawsuit arguing against the Second Amendment. We'll go back into that. I want to get into now an ABC News report we talked about yesterday. It was out of the Olympia newspaper in Washington. Now it's out of the ABC News about the Army creating fake form letters about how much the troops love the war and how great the Iraqis are doing, and then signing their names to it, the Pentagon Office's information, or lying, and putting this out in the news. They've now been caught doing it, and this is just one of the many things they're doing. I mean, the Pentagon's paying for propaganda in the sitcoms and the dramas, not just the newspaper and the news. Very, very serious level, folks. When the government starts doing that, you know you're in deep trouble. We're all in a lot of trouble, including those in government. This is not the way we want to go for our children, our futures, and even today, and just our lives. Let's talk to David in Alabama. David, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Listen to your first hour. Excellent. I'm furious about that NRA attorney, and I can't seem to get it to pull up on your website. Maybe I'll show up in the archives later. I need to get copies of that out to my hunting buddies and gun club buddies.
Now, wait a minute.
Unreal.
Hold on. For those that just joined us, now, my webmaster said they were going to put this on Infowars.com, but if it's not there, go to keepandbeararms.com. But I got a sneaking suspicion it's on my site, and or hit refresh. Hit the refresh button on Infowars.com. Headline, NRA attorney, Your Honor, we are here wanting to register handguns, close quote. I'll read this article in full later in this hour, but go ahead.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I can't believe that some of us who have been NRA members, you know, and they've been telling us that they're supporting all our rights, or they're paying somebody to tell the judge that kind of information. It's just infuriating. Absolutely infuriating. Can't believe it.
Well, you need to get this out to everybody, and we need to leave the NRA or use it as a recruiting arm for your own local Second Amendment group.
Absolutely, absolutely. And get your tapes. I've got all your tapes. I've shown them. They're excellent values. They open people's eyes, 90 to 100% conversion rates. People that want to keep their head in the sand, they're going to keep their head in the sand. But those that need to learn need to watch the tapes. It's absolutely just awesome stuff, Alex.
You know, maybe what I should do, David, is lay out, just from memory, some of the things the NRA has done that proves they're anti-gun.
Well, it would help, because you get new listeners all the time, and I've been listening for years, but folks, I've been a prior 9/11 listener. I mean, just been listening for years, but folks that are just catching on need to learn that the NRA is in league, that, you know, like you've said before, that they've had that oath where they're, and then they're paying the attorneys, you know?
You know, I used to walk around writing their phone number on the back of cards at businesses where I worked, asking people to join in the mid-1990s.
And well,
so
I don't want to hear it from some
of these NRA members that are idiots who call me and go, how dare you put them down?
Well, there may be some local people that are for the NRA, but when you get up to the higher levels, as you've shown, where the real money is and the power.
Well, the members are good people. Even your regional folks are okay.
Right. Absolutely. But we've got to get together and get the board straightened out if we're going to get it straightened out. If we can't, then leave it.
I agree. I mean, look, they're neutral on Bush saying he'll re-sign the assault weapons ban.
Oh, you better not. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Anything else you'd like to add, David?
No, just keep up the good work. Love your products and your show. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. More calls, more news coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We normally update InfoWars.com at about 11, 1130, right as the show starts or a little bit into the show. We had some callers on and off air asking about this NRA story, this sellout story. So I called my webmaster. It has not been updated yet. She's in the process of updating right now, about 60 different news stories. That should be up in the next 20, 30 minutes. You'll be able to go read this for yourself. So just hit your refresh button a little bit later. What am I talking about? This is from Keep and Bear Arms. Your Honor, we are here waiting to register handguns. Your Honor, we are here wanting, to register handguns. NRA attorney, that's the quote. Angel Shamaya, Keep and Bear Arms article. NRA attorney Stephen Holbrook appears not only unprepared to effectively argue a Second Amendment case, but ready to give up the farm to register handguns and call it reasonable when he gets his day in court. Read the transcript of Mr. Holbrook's oral arguments from the court just last week on October 8th. D.C. Second Amendment federal court hearing in a federal lawsuit, okay, and they're going to try to create bad case law. Annotated transcript of NRA case proceedings. They have a link to the transcript. Here is a short excerpt from Mr. Holbrook's oral arguments last Wednesday, October 8th, in a case of NRA calls a Second Amendment lawsuit. Big case we've been talking a lot about, and again, here they are, the globalists having their own people in there playing the part of the good cop betraying us like Judas Iscariot, the 20 pieces of silver. The court, this is a quote, the judge, the government can put restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. Mr. Holbrook, Your Honor, we are here wanting to register handguns. We are not here wanting unrestricted access. We are not here asking you to carry them other than in the home, see? Because there's no law about having your guns registered nationally, okay? But now, see, the NRA is arguing for that. Actually, the next tier, depending on the quotes, the court. You're saying that the government can impose reasonable restrictions. Mr. Holbrook, yes, Your Honor, yes, Your Honor. Sarah Brady, and it goes into the article about this, Sarah Brady wants to register handguns too. Maybe Mr. Holbrook, NRA attorney, should join her organization to help in their efforts. When you read the full annotated transcript, and see, they call it reasonable. This is all gun grabber lingo. The above will be only one of many concerns raised. Arguing a so-called Second Amendment case while wanting to register all handguns, close quote, is working directly against the rights of those who never would submit to such restrictions under any circumstances. Stephen Holbrook is an NRA-paid attorney, and he filed the lawsuit with their support. And the lawsuit is to register guns. It's to create bad case law. It's actually a gun bill, anti-gun bill. Would Thomas Jefferson or James Madison have gone to court to fight a Second Amendment case merely wanting to register handguns in the home? See, that's another step for the globalists, camouflaged. See, it's all in plain view, folks. Of course not. Would they have argued for handgun registration in the middle of a court hearing in which they eagerly agreed that the government can impose, quote, reasonable restrictions? It's like Ashcroft getting hailed by the NRA. Remember that? A couple years ago? Oh, he says he's for the Second Amendment. They didn't add, with reasonable restrictions under federal law. See, putting the federal law above the Bill of Rights, which is the big law. Not a chance. Doing so suggests that such an overt infringement of our Second Amendment rights is reasonable, that's his quote, when it would certainly not be. Reasonable, perhaps. You do not have to register your Bible or your computer, First Amendment, so why would you register your firearm, Second Amendment? Answer, you shouldn't. But NRA management and their unprepared attorney, unprepared, oh, see, it's an accident. No, it's not. Obviously disagree, and they are using members' donations to do just that. Handgun registration is the NRA's idea of leading a Second Amendment court challenge, yet they've been in operation since the late 1800s and have raised billions of dollars to, quote, protect the Second Amendment. Americans must realize the NRA management defense of the Second Amendment rights in court litigation is destructive. Fortunately, the current Second Amendment lawsuit, most likely to be heard by the Supreme Court, Silvera versus Lockyer, that's out of California, Lockyer, the Attorney General, is beyond NRA management's control. The Supreme Court is very likely to grant a hearing to Silvera case soon. And thanks to careful legal research spanning the last year, the case is far better prepared than the Second Amendment litigation the National Rifle Association has ever brought to court. It was already greater judicial success for the Second Amendment than the NRA's well-paid lawyers has ever managed. By the way, I would add to this that in Illinois last year, they said they're going to have house-to-house gun confiscations, quote, to see if you're not registered. With their cage teams, the NRA head in Illinois said, yeah, that's reasonable. It's key words they're using, legalese. When we were trying to beat a gun registration bill and gun show shutdown and banning people under 18 from being able to touch a rifle, the NRA, we had congressmen all the rest of our rallies, the NRA refused to send their local head, this woman, to it, and called us extreme in the Dallas Morning News. The NRA helped pass the 68 Gun Control Act. Charlton Heston campaigned for it. I'm sorry that hurts your feelings. That's just the facts. Don't blame the messenger. I mean, how many folks have called in and said they saw him doing it? Well, I have the news articles about it. I have a horrible VHS copy of a copy of a copy of him on CBS promoting, and I wish somebody had a better copy. Send it to me. But that's the reality, folks, and that's going up on Infowars.com here very, very soon. We're posting it right now, or just go to keepandbeararms.com right now. And get it and email it out to everybody. Let's go ahead and go now to Marcello in Canada. Go ahead, Marcello.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. Remember last time I called you, I talked about voting non-confidence?
Yeah, you said in Canada you can just vote non-confidence in your elections.
Right, and I also told you it's a very little-known thing. And it just so happens, a little while later, we actually had our elections in Ontario, and I went and voted non-confidence. And it's little known for one reason, I guess, is because it's not an option on the ballot. And it's something you actually have to proclaim. You have to go to the polling station and say, I'd like to register a vote of non-confidence in every candidate. And I did that, and I kind of threw them for a loop. And, you know, first he was trying to tell me, oh, I can't advise you how to vote or how not to vote. And I was saying, no, I'm voting non-confidence. And he tried to tell me, oh, there's no such beast. And then he had to call up his supervisor, and she looked really perplexed and was leafing through her manual there. And
well, it's like police saying there's no Second Amendment or no right to travel or no right to religion or no right to assemble. They just say, you got to have a permit, no longer a right, it's a privilege. We can't let them get to that point of just basically extincting liberties.
Right, and so she couldn't find it. And then we got one more higher-up person, and then she conceded, oh, yeah, this person has the right to do that. You just have to enter non-confidence. And the, we have our notice of registration has a number on it, and you hand that in, and then they check it off. And they have a blank line there, so that's where they enter that vote non-confidence. And she told me I had to submit the ballot blankly. So I don't know if that's correct or not.
Okay, what else is on your mind, sir?
Well, you mentioned that you might check it out.
I didn't get it. Man, I got so much info coming at me. I'm not in Canada, but I'd like to learn more about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, because it stands to reason that you should be able to do that as well. And, you know, you might get what I got. Oh, you can't do it. No such thing. But,
oh, yeah, I was going to check out if we can do that in the States.
Because, you know, it's a way of repudiating.
Well, I know you can write people in, so I guess in our country you can say none of the above.
Because, you know, the majority of people don't vote because they're so disillusioned.
Yeah, that's a good way to stop these electronic voting machines, is demand that they put that there, have exit polls, and show that more than half the people vote no confidence, and then watch them still try to claim that somebody's been elected. Thanks for the call. Interesting information, Marcello.
You're welcome.
Take care. Rod in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'd like to comment on the NRA.
Okay.
About 30 years ago, there was a gentleman named Robert O. Anderson, who was president or CEO of ARCO, Atlantic Richfield Company. And he worked his way to a top position in the NRA. This is during the early 70s. And then he was trying to get the rifle range closed in New Mexico and convert it to a campground for public use, you know. And he was undermining the NRA. Well, the membership got pretty upset about it, and they finally got him out of there and went back to a more sane operation. But still, the underlying hidden agenda of the NRA for the last 50 years has been to help disarm the American people, even in spite of the fact that their charter is to teach marksmanship to the young people.
Hey, that's all they do. They give A-plus ratings to people that are publicly anti-gun.
Yeah.
They keep their members in the dark. They lie that Ashcroft is actually anti-gun. They try to block local groups that are trying to defeat legislation. They're there as a Judas goat to lead us into the slaughter pens. And remember the CARA bill, the $47 billion land grab money. The NRA put millions of lobbying in to get that passed. Their members didn't even know about it. The Paragon Foundation, the land rights group, had a fight with them. We boycotted the NRA as legislative director, and he got fired.
That's the way it should be.
So, it's full of good people, but full of useful idiots.
Well, check out this Robert O. Anderson guy from ARCO 30 years ago, and there'll be some members of the NRA that were members as long as I had been that will remember that, I'm pretty sure.
Well, what do you think about them arguing in this big Second Amendment case, trying to stick their nose into it? But, yes, we're for registering guns. We agree that's the way it should be.
It doesn't surprise me a bit. I haven't been a member of the NRA for 10 years now because of their activities.
I got out, I think, in about 97 and would just say, well, they got some bad folks. Well, they've been infiltrated. No, the folks, you can kick out the infiltrators. They just put more in.
Yeah, they just keep working their way to the top like rocks in your garden, you know.
That's it, sir. Anything else?
That's about it.
Thank you, Rod, Ralph, and Brock, and others. Your calls are up next. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'll take some more calls this segment. The next segment, I'm going to go back into a bunch of other news on a plethora of vital issues that are just as important.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Live, Alex Jones here. We're about to go straight back to your calls. Then coming up, we are overrun by gun crime, says police chief. And that's in an area with totally banned guns, U.S. troops, body armor delayed. September 11th panel weighs MI5-like agency. Wait till you hear this. Anger at a 130-pound, a pound-and-a-half-mile roll toad, a toll road plan. That's over $2, folks, U.S., well over $2 per mile to drive your car in England. And we'll also get into just a bunch of other really important news about what's happening globally. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Ralph in Oklahoma. Ralph, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. How often do you talk with a former life member of the NRA?
We've actually gotten quite a few calls over the years from former life members life members who are now angry.
Yeah, I hope they're all DOA members now. Like I am. No, several years back, maybe heard it on this program, something on Truthful Radio anyway, about the NRA contributing so much to the United Nations.
Yeah,
I called the ILA and asked them about it. I said, oh, yeah, that's correct. I said, I don't want any of my money going to the United Nations. Their bottom line is global gun control.
How much money did you give them?
Well, I was a life member back for 30 years nearly.
So how much is that?
Well, that was probably, I'm not sure what it was, maybe 175 or 200 back then. I'm not real sure. And different contributions.
Well, for those that just tuned in and don't believe you, what was it, about 5-6 years ago, the NRA joined the UN?
Yeah, that's
as a non-governmental organization, and gave them a bunch of money and pay yearly dues.
Right. I challenged them. I said, well, right there somewhere in your monthly magazine, I want you to print how much money and when you give them this money. Oh, we can't do that. And I said, well, then cancel me out. So I'm still on the books as a life member, but they won't take me off. I call them and...
Well, I mean, I've had people laugh at me at the gun show going, the NRA's with the UN. Ha, ha, ha. The NRA supports gun control. What's wrong with you? And they're just ignorant. They don't care about the Second Amendment.
They don't want to know. They're afraid of the truth. I challenge everybody that has that attitude to call the ILA. You know, it's no big deal, just to find out. And they
I know that. Every July now, the United Nations meets July 7th through July 14th there at the Rockefeller Center and at the UN Center in New York, and they put out the UNIDIR statement in 2001 that, quote, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Now, a power monopoly is a dictatorship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Their sworn goal is to disarm us, and the NRA is a member of the UN, just like NAMBLA.
Correct.
And the UN doesn't give any ground. The NRA will claim, well, we're there to affect change. No, you're not. You're there to compromise the Second Amendment, and that's been their job for at least the last 40 years.
That's exactly what they've done. That's why I'm... DOA member now, and I know I have joined several people too. That Larry Pratt is the only one that even talks.
Well, JPFO is good too.
Jews
for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership.
I feel bad about leaving him out. You're right. He is very good. All right, thank you, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. The really good groups that defeat stuff at the state level isn't the NRA. The NRA is there to incrementally, with the Fabian socialist model, inchworm, to every time a gun bill gets brought up at the state level, to have it rewritten to only give them half of what they want. They never repeal, they never get assault weapons bans repealed or state laws repealed. When we have the power, there's 130 million gun owners, 5.5 million members of the NRA. If they told folks to show up at meetings and to show up at the state level, and if they wanted to put out state action alerts, and if they wanted to, no. They don't do it. And so it's your local gun groups, frankly, are even more important than the GOA. The GOA is great, but we need hundreds of groups reading the legislation at the state, local, federal level. We need everybody. We need you to become leaders and start your own Second Amendment groups, because you know you're good. and go join the NRA locally and recruit out of that organization. Break them down. Take their members. We need lots of soldiers in this fight, not one chief who sold out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
My friends, there have been new developments in a story that we first talked about over the weekend on my Saturday show I did with John Stadtmiller. I then covered more of it yesterday. And I've got articles from Tennessee, articles from Iowa, articles out of Washington State, where locals discovered by reading the newspaper, and where the newspapers in some cases discovered that they were receiving, all the newspapers in all regions of the country, or I should say many of the newspapers in regions of the country, form letters signed in the same handwriting with different names of different servicemen, different members of the military who were serving in horrible conditions and who we support as individuals. We don't support this whole fraud of a war, but who we still support, the troops. And now it's been admitted. ABC News last night with damage control had to come in, and they just calmly announced, yeah, well, the Army had their commanders get the names of members of their units without their consent, and they told each officer over these units, over these groups in the military to write a fake letter and then sign the names of their men to it. and to mail it back to the areas where their men, or now women, are from. Now, that's the Pentagon's Office of Strategic Influence, or lying. Remember, they announced a year and a half ago, we've got this new office that's going to lie and plant false news stories. And then their first official story was, oh, no, that wasn't true, we're not going to do that. And then now they've been working around the clock. They were there before, now they were just announcing themselves. And when they get caught lying, they go, well, yeah, we said we'd lie. I mean, it's amazing. It'd be like if I walked up to you and said, hey, I'm going to be robbing your house next week. Is that okay with you? And you joke and say, sure, Bob. And then I rob your house and you say, well, wait a minute. I told you I was going to rob you. So I'm going to read the new ABC News story about that and just a bunch of other incredible news. And then we'll get to Brock and Mark and Gary and a lot of other people that are patiently holding. We've reached the halfway point in this global transmission. We'll continue the discussion of the NRA in a federal courthouse in a case saying we are for, quote, the registration of people's guns. And we're against people carrying their guns anywhere but in the home. I mean, that's what they said. And that has now been posted on Infowars.com for you to go read and the transcript of the court case. But before we go back, just for 5 minutes, folks, and we're honored to have him, is Jim Shepherd, because I am dedicated to getting you to take control of your life, your psychology, your spiritual life, and physically. And it's so important. You know, the body is the temple, and the body is 70% water in men, 71% in women. There is herbicide, pesticide, fluoride, chloride, dead bacteria. You know, they kill all the bacteria usually and the fecal matter and the rest of it, but it's still, you're still ingesting this. It's like irradiating rotten beef and feeding it to the school children. It's still bad. Stop drinking it. Use the best filter. It is the best. Folks, I researched filters for a couple of weeks, like about 4 years ago, and where did I end up buying one? A British Berkey. The best thing out there. Well, Jim Shepherd, the national distributor for British Berkey, has come up with his own design with the black element. Even better, major universities have looked at it. It's incredible. They've got an even better unit out now. You need to get it, and there's a bunch of other items that go with it for different price ranges. Jim, thanks for coming on the show. I hope folks will take advantage of this and get themselves. You may think you're healthy, folks. Get off the water. Your brain will work so much better. It's full of poison. We've had the experts on. They need to take action, and it also makes great Christmas gifts. Jim, thanks for coming on.
It really does. Alex, I tell you what, if you research, you're such a quick study that if you research it for 2 weeks, you ought to know it upside down and back and forth. I'm always amazed at how quickly you come out with information. I mean, it's like something happens in a microsecond later, you come out with all this information. I don't know how you do it. And everybody thinks, Jiminy Christmas, he's stark raving mad. And then 6 months later, the rest of the media catches up and it becomes common knowledge. You know, it's kind of like your Arnold Schwarzenegger expose. I mean, Jiminy Christmas, you've been on that for months. And all of a sudden, 5 days before the election, all of a sudden, you know, the Los Angeles Times comes out with this astounding story that's like old hat and old news.
He was in Enron meetings. He loves Hitler. He said he hated blacks in front of thousands. He gropes all these women. He attends the Grove. It all comes out 5 days before, yeah.
Incredible. Well, anyway, Alex, we have a couple specials up for your listeners. And listeners, you can go to Infowars.com, go down to the Berkey Light, click on that, and it will bring up the filter. With the Berkey Light, we have really gone to the extreme to remove contaminants out of the water. For example, with respect to pathogenic bacteria, it's considered removed when you remove 99.99%. And our filter, the only reason why it can't test higher, right now we've tested above 99 point and then seven more nines. And the only reason why we can't go higher than that is because once they get over a billion microbes per liter, they can't figure out how to count them. But nothing got through at the most contaminated level.
And for those that don't know, you didn't do the normal testing. You had a university basically put pond slime in, and nothing was in the petri dish on the other side.
Well, typically when you're testing for a microbe, what they'll do is they'll take, for example, E. coli, and then they'll test 100,000 per liter, and then they throw those filters away. And then they'll try, Pseudomonas aeruginosa or something, and then they'll just try that one pathogen and 100,000 per liter, and then they'll test how many come through, and then they throw those filters away. We said, no, we don't want to do that. What we want you to do is mix them all together. And most companies wouldn't test that way because it would absolutely overwhelm the filter. And we said, look, we don't want 100,000 per liter in there, which is the standard test. What we want you to do is create the most microbes you can get into a liter of water. That's known as lawn growth. And test it with that. They thought we were crazy. We said, no, put all the microbes, mix them all in there together, do it at the most dense contamination level you can find, because we want to see what comes through that filter. And when they tested it, they thought we were nuts. And when they looked at the results on what came out, they were scratching their heads, saying, well, there's something wrong with our equipment here, because we're showing nothing.
And so they did it again. And tell folks which university did that.
That was the University of Louisiana. And they have one of the biggest storehouses of microbes in the country, actually in the world. And they're instrumental in doing a lot of work. For example, when the Exxon Valdez, spilled all that oil up in Alaska, they wanted to eat that up with microbes. They went to the University of Louisiana because they've got the microbes that'll eat the oil.
And you had that scientist working on it. So, folks, bottom line, for replacement filters, for your old filters, you can get just the replacement filters, or for the murky light unit, and it has a night light system in it with a rechargeable battery. You can get a solar charger that goes with it. They've got the only thing the black filters wouldn't totally cut out was fluoride, because the way fluoride is designed, it goes through everything. Go to the store. The filters they sell don't cut out fluoride. You have post filters that do that you tested for over, what was it, a year or something. You've got the top of the line on those post filters that screw onto the spigot. When it comes out, another layer of filtering. It's ridiculous. It's the best you can get. And, folks, if, God forbid, there's a biological attack, or it seems like every month here in Central Texas, they say boil your drinking water because some town will have the sewage spill over into the drinking water. Just stop drinking this trash, and at the same time, get a great filter and support this broadcast. I want you to call. What are the two deals you're offering, Jim?
Okay, we're going to offer a Berkey light special. This is the special with the LED lights. We're also including the solar panel, which will give you perpetual lighting because you can use that solar panel to charge it during the day. The solar panel also has adapters so you can charge your cell phone in an emergency and other things like radios, shortwave radios. We're also going to include the KDF shower filter, which takes out the pollutants in your shower so you don't breathe them in and get them into your body. Also included a battery adapter, which with four AA alkaline batteries, will light that base for 2 weeks at night, every night. So for eight batteries, you got a month worth of lighting if the lights go out. And we're going to include two sport bottles or two potassium iodate or mix and match, get one of each. The total value on that is $471. We're going to give it to your listeners for $383.
And, Jim, I know what your margin is because we talk about it. And, I mean, you really are, frankly, on top of your already discounted prices, a 20% reduction. Folks need to call. They need to take advantage of this. Now, if you just want the Black Berkey replacement elements, you can get those. How much are those?
Well, normally they're $192 for a set, but during the special that we're currently running for your listeners, we're going to also include a $49 shower filter absolutely free.
So that's four black filters, which you could just use two. You'll just get 15 gallons instead of 30 gallons a day, and then have your two black replacements on the deal. And you get, did you say two shower filters?
One shower filter.
One shower filter.
So essentially you're getting a $50 shower filter, no charge.
Okay. Again, both those deals are on Infowars.com. You can go look at them and read about them and then call the number. Or you can just call toll free to get it, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Take control of your life, folks. Stop drinking this trash. Maybe you've already bought one and are impressed. Give them to the grandchildren. Give them to the parents. Give them to your grandparents. Folks, when you've been drinking good water, clean, pure water, for a couple weeks, then go drink some tap water. You'll be so glad you got this. And when I did my research to get a big Berkey 4 years ago, I now have three, a Berkey Light and two of the other Berkeys. No, I have four. Two of them are in storage. When I first did that, and I have the shower filters, when I first did that, I talked to people who had them. I went online, did research. I have friends that had different other units. I drank out of them, and it didn't taste good. It was, I mean, you taste nothing but water with the big Berkey, and now this new Berkey Light with the black Berkey elements is even better. 1-888-803-4438. Thanks for coming on, Jim.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Keep up the good work.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much. And we bring Jim up here because this water issue is so important. We have the facts, and you need to take action. 888-803-4438. Okay, let's go to the calls. Thanks for holding. Brock in Canada. Brock, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to illustrate what I see going on and ask your opinion on it.
Sure.
It seems like there's a lot of Judas goats leading us into the slaughter bin over and over again. In the justice system, we have an outrageous amount of break and entering and obvious crime where the perpetrators get 30 days or nothing and the victims scarred for a long time. And
In Canada, New York, the U.K., a guy busts in, grabbing on your wife, robbing you. You pull a gun on them, call the police, and they say you're not allowed to have a gun, and you go to jail.
Yes, and they protect the perpetrators all over the place and stick it in our face. Now, what I'm wondering is if this just isn't a setup to trick us to having them download a bunch of heavier laws coming in the future, maybe getting rid of judges or having a brand new system where they come power slamming down hard.
Well, that's exactly. Mandatory sentencing, getting rid of attorney-client privilege, phasing out juries. It's already begun, sir. The Waco civil case 2 years ago didn't have juries. 3 years ago, excuse me.
To take away our rights so they can control us better.
Look, that's exactly what's happening. And then the NRA goes and grabs up all the court cases and then compromises, and the court rules, okay, you can have a gun if you get a special permit for it, and then now everything has to be permitted. They're out promoting the concealed carry that turns a right into a privilege.
The other thing I wanted to ask is it appears that George W. Bush is insane.
He's a total puppet. He's not running anything. Neither did Bill Clinton.
Well, I think that he's going to be torpedoed in the next election.
Well, they love to switch around the puppets, but I predict Bush is going to win.
Oh.
I may be wrong. Everybody's saying, oh, he's in deep trouble. They can pull a lot of things out of the hat before the election.
And how far...
But it won't matter. You'll get Wesley Clark, who's for the exact same stuff.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they sleaze Hillary Clinton into the fray to get her in there again. But
it won't matter, but a lot of conservatives will switch off the thinking process and hail Bush and say, oh, we got to vote for him. It doesn't matter. I think Hillary being in there would be good because then that would mobilize conservatives and libertarians and Christians. The problem is, under Bush, everything Bill Clinton wanted is being passed. Under Bill Clinton, people woke up and stood up and got involved. I mean, did Bill Clinton sign back on to UNESCO? Did Bill Clinton call for blanket amnesty for all illegals? Did Bill Clinton say he'd re-sign the assault weapons ban? Could Bill Clinton have gotten away with that? But see, because it's Bush, the NRA can go, oh, well, we're for it because Bush is for it. Oh, Bush is for not arming the pilots. Oh, Bush is for... It's incredible. Thanks for the call. Thanks, Barack. Mark in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air. All right, we may have lost Mark.
All right, can you hear me now?
Go ahead, yes.
All right, I'm here. Yeah, isn't that something else? The DOD sending out these fabricated, you know, good news letters, you know... putting soldiers' names who are you know sitting in hospitals in Germany, you know, with their shoulders blown off and so forth. I'm just thinking, before you know, when the truth starts to emerge on, you know, Gulf War Syndrome 2, next, you know, we'll be seeing all these letters to the editor saying how thankful we are as soldiers.
I love the depleted uranium being 1,900 times safe levels.
The anthrax shots are so wonderful, and their parents will be like, "Wow, that was an interesting letter."
By the way, let me stop you. I heard a woman on Limbaugh yesterday because, you know, I get to hear an hour of it after I got off the air. I was listening in the car, and it was, I've seen letters in the editor every day. They love it, but the TV's lying. They're lying liberals. There's lots of letters to the editor. And he's like, yes, yes. And then I've got people emailing me saying that these very letters were shown at their church going, look, the troops love it.
Yeah, exact same letter, you know, all over the country. You know, like, in fact, I found the links to about 50 different...
Sir, the same signature, the same handwriting.
Yeah, it's absolutely breathtaking. But I'll tell you, in fact, I'm noticing, though, that in a way that's a good sign, though, because, you know, when they're using desperate measures like that, that shows you really just... how horrible public opinion must be, and they must know that when they're having to resort to those sort of measures. But I noticed they're giving some of their propaganda.
Let me tell you why I'm so mad. I saw a white paper put out by the Defense Department and Secretary White, who's, I'm not saying he's a good guy, going, look, this will take 5 years to 10 years. It will cost over $1 trillion, some estimates $1.6 trillion. And then you'd hear on the news, oh, gentlemen, you'll all be back right after you go into Baghdad within weeks. They knew that wasn't the facts, and they told us, and they lied to the troops, and now they're there breathing depleted uranium, and then they go, well, support the troops.
And next thing you know, we'll see all these, look, the anthrax shots are wonderful, and their parents will be like, well, that was an interesting letter you wrote. I didn't write anything. I'm telling you, it shows you how desperate they are, and I've noticed.
It's very scary.
That they're having to give their propaganda a facelift because people are seeing through these shallow attacks on, personality attacks and so forth. I was listening to a certain neocon show for intelligence gathering purposes, of course, and pretending he's all objective. Now he's like, all these Republicans are so liberal. In fact, he came up with a nickname for Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arnold Kennedy. And he's saying how liberal all these Republicans are and how horrible everything is because both parties are the same. And then in the next breath, he turns around and says, yeah, all these liberals who
Stay there. I'll let you finish.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Can't back down. I love freedom. I hate tyranny. I love God too much to go along with this evil, folks. When you study how evil the globalists are, I can only let Mark finish up because I got to get to this news article about the fake letters. But Mark, and then we'll go to Gary and others for next hour. Mark, go ahead and finish up real quick.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they are definitely tailoring their propaganda. Because I tell you, they must be hurting one of these neocons. He spends about 15 minutes saying how, you know, liberals have taken over the Republican Party.
He's having to do that because people are waking up. He's got to act like he understands.
Yeah. They're setting up basically their own sacrificial lambs. They'll attack the right target, but of course, then they'll throw in the poison after that. And he's sitting here spending about 15 minutes saying how the liberals have taken over the Republican Party. And in fact, he came up with a nickname for Schwarzenegger, Arnold Kennedy.
I heard the Limbaugh fill-in say that it was really a good thing that the Republican Party got, quote, more moderate.
Yeah, so anyway, he's saying how liberal the Republican Party is, you know, how bad that is, and attacking Schwarzenegger, calling him left-wing, saying the Republican Party is full of hypocrites. But then he turns around in the next breath, and when he's saying how liberals have taken over the Republican Party, he says all those liberals who want to ruin America, those liberals who are opposed to the Patriot Act.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? Thanks for the call. When it's all legislation that Bill Clinton tried to pass with John Ashcroft when Ashcroft was a senator. Almost all that stuff was penned by the staff of John Ashcroft. Section 213, Section 802, Section 215, a bunch of the banking stuff, all Ashcroft, all Bill Clinton, okay? Letters home, ABC News, finally broke there last night. Soldiers' glowing accounts of success in Iraq were written by Commander. The letters appeared in roughly 12 newspapers. It's well over 100 yesterday, folks. Across the country, from Massachusetts to California. Folks, it was in 11 in Washington State alone, and many places in between. Family members and local newspapers received letters from soldiers of the 2nd Battalion of the 503rd Infantry Regiment detailing their success in northern Iraq. Each letter was signed by a different soldier, but the words were identical. And I've got the signatures right here. It's written in the same feminine writing. A five-year-old can see that's the same writing. A very feminine, looks like a 14-year-old girl, folks. Looks like, you know, notes I'd get in as a freshman in high school from my girlfriend. And it says, Kirkuk is a hot and dusty city of just over a million people. The majority of the city has welcomed our presence with open arms. After nearly 5 months here, the people still come running from their homes into the 110-degree heat, waving to us as our troops drive by on daily patrols of the city. Children smile and run up to shake hands in their broken English. Thank you, mister. Turns out Amy Connell of Sharon, Mass. Knew as soon as she received a letter from her son Adam that he did not write it. He's 20 years old, and I don't think the language of the writing ability would have entailed that kind of description, she said. And so they called their family and found out I didn't write any letter. I'm going to get more into this, folks. I'm going to get more into this, because it turns out our troops are cutting down the olive trees, cutting down the date palms, destroying their plants, bulldozing the farmers' land, and that's going to blow up in our troops' face. That's going to cause lives. They're being ordered to do so. And yes, it came out under Israeli control, folks. And that isn't good for the Israel, too, but it's good for the governments to keep this crisis going instead of us living in peace together. Before I end this hour, if you believe in what we're doing and and you want to wake folks up and you want to be a contributor to this fight in many ways, get my videos, make copies, get them out to your friends and family, talk show hosts, sheriffs, county commissioners, Don't Wait, Police State 3, The Masters of Terror, Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design. You need to have these videos. You need to have the books I've written and the books I've published. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the books or videos. Or call toll-free right now, and they can answer your questions. 1-888-253-3139. And you support this broadcast. We need the funds. 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'm Alex Jones, third hour, straight ahead.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example...